Budget for Thursday, May 19th, 2005. We'll enter into a work session on House Bill 5110, Psychiatric Security Review Board, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5110, Psychiatric Security Review Board, is the budget bill for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. The board maintains jurisdiction over persons in Oregon found to be guilty, except for insanity, of a crime. The board's primary purpose is to protect the public through ongoing review of those placed under its jurisdiction and determination of their appropriate placement. Placement options include commitment to a secure forensics ward at the state hospital, conditional release to a highly structured and supervised program in the community, or conditional discharge from jurisdiction. The agency operations are funded almost entirely with general fund. Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee approved a total budget of $833,421 and five positions of 4.75 FTE. The board's caseload has increased 27% over the last 5 years. The subcommittee approved the establishment of one new position to ensure adequate resources to closely and proactively monitor the growing number of individuals under the board's jurisdiction. The approved budget also includes several technical adjustments and a 3% fund service and supply reduction. The subcommittee approved three of the agency's four performance measures, added two new customer service measures, and adjusted performance targets to reflect the new position. Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5110 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5111, Insurance Pool Governing. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5111, as amended, is the Insurance Pool Governing Board budget bill for the 0507 biennium. The Insurance Pool Governing Board provides employers and individuals with information about health care resources and health insurance. The board also administers the Family Health Insurance Assistance Program, or FEOP. This program offers health insurance premium subsidies for eligible low-income persons. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee's recommended budget is $93.9 million total funds, a 96% increase above the 0305 legislatively approved budget of $47.8 million. This significant increase is the result of the OHP2 waiver that requires Oregon to maintain its level of state spending for FEOP subsidies over the 5 years of the waiver from November 1, 02 through October 31, 07. The IPGB expects to have nearly $13.1 million by the end of the current biennium. This recommended budget would allow the expenditure of another $23.4 million of state funds. The remaining maintenance of effort requirement would be met with $4.4 million of expenditures during the first 4 months of the 07-09 biennium. The subcommittee discussed this maintenance of effort requirement and different options for meeting it. LFO indicated that other options were possible, but recommended that they be cleared with the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services before implementation. In the end, subcommittee members felt that potentially jeopardizing the OHP2 waiver was too big a risk, and we recommend that the general fund be kept in FEOP rather than transferring it elsewhere. The total funds budget is about $12.5 million higher than the governor's recommended budget, largely because of using higher and more accurate Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program match rates than those in the development of the governor's budget, and because of a higher expected proportion of CHIP expenditures, which have a higher federal match rate than Medicaid expenditures. The general fund budget is about $590,000 lower than the governor's. The subcommittee budget includes adjustments for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, reduces services and supplies within the agency's marketing program by $100,000, uses $200,000 of available other funds revenue in lieu of general funds, and decreases general fund for FEOP subsidy payments by about $270,000. Your Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends HB 5111 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5112, State Commission on Children and Families. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an honor to, as a six-year member of the Deschutes County Commission on Children and Families, to report out House Bill 5112, the budget bill for the State Commission on Children and Families. The Commission supports a statewide system of services for children and families. It works with 36 local county commissioners who help develop and carry out local plans for services to children and families, with other community partners and with other state agencies. The Commission is funded mainly with general fund, but also receives federal funds from the Employment Department and Department of Human Services. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved a budget of $50 million general fund and $76.9 million total funds. This is $248,080 total funds, a 3% more than the governor's proposed budget. The recommended budget maintains the current state and local commission structure. It includes flexible grants to the local county commissioners and targeted funding for the Healthy Start Home Visitation Program, the court-appointed special advocates, CASAs, and relief nurseries. County grants for local programs and services are reduced by $1.3 million general fund, as recommended by the governor. I'm happy to report to the committee that the subcommittee, with the leadership of the chair, added $350,000 general fund to support two new relief nurseries in Albany and Medford. The subcommittee accepted the governor's proposal to transfer juvenile crime prevention funding and program staff now in the Criminal Justice Commission to the Commission on Children and Families. The budget includes $6.3 million general fund, $9.6 million total funds, and four positions for this transfer. The subcommittee adjusted the budget for PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, general fund services, and supplies and capital outlay line items were reduced by 3%. Two budget notes were approved. The first budget note encourages the commission to target state funding for the Healthy Start program for high-risk families and require a 25% local match for state Healthy Start program funds. The second budget note directs the commission to work with the Employment Department and Department of Human Services during the interim to review the state's child care regulation and services. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends House Bill 5112 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion?
Just brief question to the carrier. Good representative, was that language about the leadership of the chair, was that in your pony, or did you just kind of stick that in?
I just tried to stick that in.
Good thinking.
Additional discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5114, Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Representative Smith.
House Bill 5114 is the budget bill for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. The OLCC regulates the manufacture, possession, sale, and distribution of alcoholic beverages. The agency's budget is financed with revenues from liquor sales, the beer and wine tax, license, and administrative costs. License fees and fines. These revenues, after subtracting out mandated transfers and the agency's administrative costs, are distributed to the general fund and to the cities and counties. Just over $136 million is projected to be distributed to the general fund and $106 million to cities and counties in the 05-07 biennium. The approved budget is $98.8 million. or 1.8% above the governor's recommended budget. The Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development approved $168,219 in reductions for statewide reduction in the PERS rate and Department of Administrative Services assessment. The Subcommittee also reduced the budget by $140,840 to reflect the House Chair's 3% reduction in services and supplies and capital outlay. This represents a $76,388 increase in revenue for the general fund. The Subcommittee approved $8,631,933 in the budget to, one, convert $4.5 million for payment of bank and card fees and nominal expenditures to an expenditure limitation, to fund four full-time and four seasonal positions in the Liquor Distribution Center to address increased workload, to allow OLCC to provide services to the University of Oregon and Oregon State University sports programs, and four, to support modernizing the technology infrastructure. The budget also provides over $57 million for agents' compensation, which is an increase of $7.5 million, or 15%, over current budget levels. This is the result of increased estimates in liquor sale revenue for the biennium. The subcommittee added budget notes requiring the agency to review the current payment schedule for liquor agents and to review the apportionment of state liquor revenues to cities and counties. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures, replacing, adding for, relating to, and customer service. The committee recommends House Bill 5114 be amended and reported out. Due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion. Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5115, Oregon State Library, Representative Morgan.
House Bill 5115 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Library. This agency provides information services to state government, reading materials to blind and print disabled Oregonians, and grants and assistance to improve local library services. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $14.2 million and 42.47 FTE. The approved budget anticipates increased revenue from the Federal Library Services and Technology Act and a Gates Foundation grant, maintains general fund support for ready-to-read grants at 84 cents per child, reorganizes the staff support for the Talking Books and Braille services, and reduces general fund services and supplies and capital outlay expenditures by 3%. Within the Government Research and Electronic Services Program, the subcommittee reduced the services and supplies expenditure to align with historical expenditures, eliminated a vacant position, and directed the agency to use other sources of revenue besides the assessment on state agencies to support the Talking Books and Braille Services Program. These changes result in a reduced assessment to state agencies totaling $375,000. The subcommittee reviewed performance measures and directed the agency to refine the measures and to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim. I recommend House Bill 5115 be amended and reported out, due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5116, Land Use Board of Appeals, Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5116 is the budget bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. The board has exclusive jurisdiction to hear appeals on land use decisions made by state agencies, local governments, and special districts. The board was established in 1979 to provide prompt, professional, and efficient resolution of land use issues and to create a consistent body of land use law, a lofty goal established by the best of hearts, I'm sure. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources approved a total budget of $1,345,874 and six full-time employees. The budget is a 0.9% reduction from the governor's budget and a 6.3% increase over the 2003-2005 legislatively approved level. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect the lower PERS rate, approved a technical adjustment to achieve a desired split in the funding sources for the agency's paralegal position, and reduced the agency's budget for services and supplies by 3%. The subcommittee also reviewed and approved the agency's performance measures presented for the 2005-2007 biennium. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5116 be amended and reported out with a due pass as amended.
Representative Shoffler recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. We're going to stand at ease for a few moments. We've been, all of the House has been ordered. Representative Morgan caused us to delay that, so we're back in session. House Bill 5117, Teacher Standard and Practice Commission. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5117 is the budget bill for the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. The commission provides licensing and regulation of teachers, administrators, and other education personnel. This budget is supported by other funds generated from licensing and registration fees. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources approved a budget of $3,923,003. Other funds, a 2.7% increase over the governor's budget and a 9.7% increase over the 03-05 legislatively approved budget. The budget includes the continuation of two limited duration positions from this biennium. One is permanent, and the addition of a new limited duration position to handle increasing workload. The budget also provides for replacement of obsolete computers and other information systems equipment. The subcommittee adjusted the governor's budget for the reduction in the attorney general hourly rate and the PERS rate decrease. The subcommittee added $136,000 in expenditure limitation to accommodate an increase in the OSP fee for fingerprints, but requested the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule the amount pending legislative approval of that fee increase. The subcommittee discussed the commission's request for a fee increase in Senate Bill 49, noting that, should Senate Bill 49 not pass this session, the agency still would have an adequate ending balance fund at the end of the 05-07 biennium if it simply raises fees up to its current statutory fee caps. However, the agency would need to pursue an increase in its statutory caps next legislative session to sustain the projected budget for 07-09. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures and directed it to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for review and approval of the measures no later than March 1, 2006. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5117 be amended and reported out, due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, due pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion on the motion. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm going to extend a courtesy vote on this budget today because I have grave misgivings about the direction of the TSPC in regards to cultural competency issues, which I think are far beyond the scope of what they should be. And I reserve the right to vote no on the floor, but I'll give you my courtesy vote today. I wanted to put that on the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional discussion on the motion. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I've advised the Chair and Representative Morgan that during the discussion of this in this joint subcommittee, I was disturbed to find out that they're in a leased building where we have available government space, but their lease is for 10 years. And we did not have time to see if that could be broken. They provided me a copy of the expense for moving in and how much expense it would be to move out. But we're paying $165,000 a year for them to live on the river.
Additional discussion on the motion. Objections to the motion.
As noted, Representative.
With the notice of Representative Krupp's. With Representative Krupp's objection, the motion carries.
Chair.
That
Could I clarify? Did you want to vote no at this time, or Representative Kraft?
No, thank you, Ken. No, Mr. Chair, I would extend to you the chair a courtesy vote out of committee here. But I did want to note an objection to the direction that TSPC was headed, and I wanted that on the record. Thank you.
I'll go back and let the record indicate that we have without objection, but Representative Krupp gives his aye vote, and it may reconsider that. Is that good enough, Ken?
That's fine.
Okay. The agenda being complete, we stand adjourned.